Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mr. Skin a little later on. Podcast TNTRadioEmpire.com or wherever you get your podcast. Also now available on Spotify. Thank you for listening anywhere in the world. A lot of you do. A lot of you wake up early and listen to the radio too, and that's pretty nice. We like that when you listen to us on the radio because we're getting up. We're getting up every damn morning. I mentioned Mr. Skin. A little later on also.
Speaking of boobs, I dug a little deeper on that, you know, highest paid network actresses.
Right.
And I think you're, Ellen Pompeo, I think, is two.
Well, she was the highest, they said, yesterday on the CBS Sunday Morning.
This is just from last year, this 2020. Sofia Vergara was higher.
Oh.
Yeah, but the shows are done. Been done for years, though.
No, Modern Family ended last year.
Yeah, I know, but I know.
But then she got on America's Got Talent as well.
All right.
And so those two gave her like twice as much as Ellen Pompeo.
She's on America's Got Talent?
Yeah, she was a judge last year on that.
Jesus.
She moved in for...
That's also horrible.
Somebody else, I forget.
All right.
Yeah, probably Heidi Klum or somebody.
Yeah that's who it was. It was Heidi Klum.
That show sucks.
Yeah.
Well, they have those people that like spin around on the big pieces of cloth and stuff.
Right.
So what?
Is that the one Austin Anderson was on? Did he go on America's
Got
Talent?
Yeah, he was on Austin. Yeah.
He ripped his shirt open and slapped his chest.
Yeah, he did.
A note for our Deadpool players. Singer and activist Harry Belafonte, Belafonte.
How old's Harry now?
Is 94 today.
I say, 94.
The reason I spelled it is so people could write it down.
Did you say that last year when he was 93? Why 94?
I may have said it last year.
Is he fairly healthy or not for 94?
They're starting to do tributes to him.
Oh, okay, Craig. He follows the Deadpool. That's why it's called Craig's Deadpool.
Well, that's it.
They're doing tributes. They know he might be a little sick.
I was going to say, does that mean he's circling?
Yes.
If they're starting the tributes?
Many times that's what it means.
Apparently, according to Craig, I'm not going to argue with Craig.
Not always, but you know how these things go. Someone is always there, and then you hear, oh, they're sick. Oh, we better do a tribute before they're not there.
Prince Philip has been moved to a new hospital to fight an infection, so he's still kicking, but I think he's going to go eventually this year, don't you think?
I don't know. I hope he doesn't.
Tyler's Tupperware turd, hope he does. that dude will have 7 hits if he does.
That's true.
It's March 1st now. He only had 6.
Wow.
He only had 6 in 2
Slacking.
Months. And the second month only had 28 days.
Man.
Yeah, apparently about 4 years ago, Harry's stopped doing public appearances.
Sometimes you just do that because you're 90. You know.
Yeah, he's just done.
There are people who stop doing political appearances when they're 70. They just retire. You know.
Yeah, but then there's guys like Jimmy Carter who're still building houses at 106. Right. However
people
old
don't
he is.
Like to retire from entertaining. Though.
No, they don't. That's true. They don't because that's an easy job. It's what you want to do.
It's a hook.
It's what you want to do.
It's an addiction.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what they love to do.
Right. with the exception of our hours, this is what I love to do.
Yeah.
You know? We ain't quitting.
Despite many people asking us to. No, we're not.
Last year of our contract, see what happens. But, yeah, we ain't going. I'm not. It's what I do. What am I going to do? Tell dick jokes for the on the and retire and tell dick jokes on the side. What
the wife wouldn't. The wife wouldn't go along with that.
I don't want to be home either. I'm home too long during the day. Now, even maybe post pandemic, I could be home a little more. So then I could leave the house. But no, this is what we do for a living. This is what we like. We enjoy doing it. Yeah.
It's okay to be at the house because I could leave.
Yeah. That.
But it's not okay to be at the house
when I can't leave. Right.
When I can't leave.
Sorry that we're trying to stay safe and some people aren't. Don't yell at us.
The official separation date for Kim Kardashian and Kanye West remains to be decided, according to paperwork obtained by the Daily Mail.
So she's
apparently
available
she
now.
Claims there are irreconcilable differences, but she's asking for joint legal and physical custody of the kids, the four of them. And apparently, a source told People magazine, the couple does not see eye to eye on how they want to raise their kids.
I wouldn't think so, because one is nuts.
Yeah. She wants to raise them in a sane manner?
Well, maybe it's a question of TV.
Well, that show's over. Show's over.
That doesn't mean there's not another one coming around the corner.
Yeah, well, why would they have another one?
Yeah, that could be a big
sticking
point.
Because they make a... That's a lot of money.
I know, right. But they quit one. So, I mean, I guarantee she's the one. She's quit one.
Somebody's going to back the truck up and say, do a TV show for us. Don't you think?
I still think he's nuts. And
yes.
And she's not.
Yeah, that's got to be the main sticking point with the custody.
Right.
Oh, he's completely checked out of reality.
Yeah, they're going to have some interesting weekends at dad's house.
He wants the kids to think he's Jesus. And she always says,
suck it, Jesus.
No, she doesn't.
They found a piece of petrified wood, 20 million years old, Craig.
No, they didn't.
I know. I yelled at that. It was a joke on SNL. 20 million years old. I said, nope, it was not.
It was not.
No, it was not. At 6,000, I got the Bible.
I laughed at that joke. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd they find that?
They found it on the island of Lesbos.
That's
Lesbos,
right.
And they knew it was from Lesbos because it was double-ended.
Right.
That's right.
Old double dildo joke.
Where's the island of Lesbos?
Lesbos. It's over like by Greek.
Greece. Off the coast of Greece. Is that where we get the term lesbian?
I think so.
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Wasn't it an island of all women in Greek mythology?
Well, see, that would be mythology.
I know.
It just happened to be called
so is the Bible.
Island of Lesbos.
Sure.
Lesbos.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of words are derived from mythology.
Like the Bible. Right?
Oh, yeah. It is kind of, it
I
does.
Thought so. I thought so, yeah.
Derived from the name of the Greek island of Lesbos, home to the 6th century poet Sappho. From various ancient writings, historians gathered that a group of young women were left in Sappho's charge for their instruction or cultural edification. Hence, there it turns to lesbians.
Is Sappho male or female?
Yes.
He brought them there, but they all just...
And then
they all turned on him?
It's right next to the island of scissors.
Sappho was a woman.
No running.
Right.
Well, it's tough to run when you're scissoring anyway, don't you think so?
Mm. You can get your legs going in circles.
That's like a dog having a dream.
20 million years old.
That's old.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, even for petrified wood, that's old.
Yep.
Well, what's the difference between petrified wood and a rock?
Petrified wood used to be a tree.
Yeah.
A rock was never a tree.
Yeah.
Hey. How do they tell?
I guess they got ways of looking at it. DNA and such. Chemical makeup.
Geologists will get all of us. Let us know.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A Virginia prison employee says that she was fired on accusations that she was smuggling contraband.
Oh.
After a body scanner detected that she was wearing...
Will it fit? Oh, will it fit?
After a body scanner detected that she was wearing a tampon.
Yes, it fit.
Yeah.
Yes, it fit.
That's not contraband. That stops bleeding.
Right, but there was no cotton inside that tampon.
Oh, there wasn't?
Dental hygienist Joyce Flores, who says she was interrogated for hours at Augusta Correctional Center. She told female guards she was on her period and let them search her car and work area, but was still ultimately fired.
And by work area, you mean?
Vagina.
Well, she was working at the prison.
No, I think this time they meant her desk.
Okay.
Oh. She was ultimately fired. She now plans to file a sexual discrimination lawsuit against the
state. So it was just a tampon, nothing in it.
They couldn't find anything.
Then you're allowed to wear a tampon. Supposed to tell you that.
You'd think they would encourage that.
Yeah, we don't want you.
Thank you, Nick.
Yeah, you know, the seats, we're tired of the seats around here.
She said, yeah, go ahead, search hither, search yon.
Check it out.
You're still fired because we couldn't find anything.
There's got to be something to this. It sounds, she's got a case. It was just
you would
a tampon,
think she has
right,
a case, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there had to be some other reason they wanted to fire her.
Right.
So no butt plugs at work there.
Apparently not. We don't have that rule here.
Thank God.
I know. That's a good point. What if she had a butt plug in? I mean, it's not for the hygienic, for the, are you allowed just to bring a butt plug in?
Yeah. Or a pair of Benoit's.
There you go.
I'd assume as long as it doesn't interfere with you doing your job.
Or just a string of anal beads.
Yeah.
That aren't long enough to hang yourself.
Right. Couple of Benoit's up there.
That's the limit.
As long as you're not bringing it in for someone else.
Right. Like anal beads for the prisoners, you mean? Okay.
Right.
That's a good charity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anal beads for prisoners.
Used ones, too. You may want to wash those off.
So if it's full of cocaine, but for your personal use, that's not smuggling.
No, you can't take cocaine anywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, you're Craig's right.
Got that, you on that one.
That'd be illegal.
Right.
No matter where you keep it.
Right.
From what I hear.
Yeah, it's not a storage issue with that.
No.
No, but you probably don't want your cocaine-filled tampon in when the flow starts.
No.
Ruin the cocaine.
That's correct.
Might get in your blood system, too, quicker.
That,
all,
too.
And you're all jacked up and bleeding.
Just clean
in the morning. That's a good show. Jacked up and bleeding in the morning, man. Those guys, they're rough, though. That's
yes,
rough,
they are.
That's a rough show.
Yeah,
man.
Bleeding's all over the place.
Man.
Well, jacked up ain't exactly focused.
Yeah, can't get him to shut the hell up.
No.
Doesn't sound boring.
No, it doesn't. It sounds like a hard rock show. Jacked up and bleeding.
dinner. In the morning. U.S. soccer is ending its ban on players kneeling during the national anthem.
Oh, they have one of those? Oh, I saw. Did they introduce? Who's your... Republican somewhere, was it D.C. or somewhere else, to make it never, like you always have to play a national anthem in front of sporting events so that doesn't go away. I saw the blurb yesterday, so Google that, puss, if you can.
I'm sorry, I was on the phone, what?
Some Republican House somewhere, might even be in the United States House, somebody proposed a bill to never allow anybody to stop playing the national anthem at any major sporting events, just in case somebody's thinking about that.
See, nobody's going to get outraged about this because Ditkas don't watch soccer.
No, they don't. No.
First I heard of it, actually. Right.
But I saw this yesterday that somebody introduced a bill that says you will never not be allowed. Like, you cannot stop.
Wisconsin.
Of course.
Stevens Point Republican Senator Patrick Testin.
So it's a House.
Star-Spangled Banner Act. Proposed Wednesday would require the anthem to be played before all sporting events held in venues that have received taxpayer funding. That would include the Packers, the Brewers, the Bucks.
In case they decide in the future it's not to play one once.
Right.
Got to make a law for it now.
Although the bill would make the anthem mandatory, it does not include penalties for organizations that skip it. So I don't understand
that.
Why? So
feel
nothing.
Feel good crap.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you play it or else we'll do nothing.
But I'm the guy to propose it, so vote for me.
And they're not mandating that the teams have to be out there when the anthem plays.
No.
They can all don't the Packers sit in the locker room during the anthem?
I forget what they did this year.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
This was in response to no one noticing that the Mavericks didn't play the anthem for a few games.
Right.
So, U.S. soccer ending its ban on players kneeling during the national anthem. Some 70% of the program's ruling body voted to end the policy forcing athletes to stand respectfully during the song. They called it a divisive issue in the country and throughout the world. They actually stood prior to their match on the 21st of February, saying they were past the protesting phase, but they were still committed to fighting to end systemic racism and police brutality.
It's really not a thing. Nobody's really yelling at people kneeling like they were when somebody else was in charge, calling them losers and get out of here. Remember that?
Yeah, that son of a bitch.
Yeah, that son of a bitch. Yeah. That's right. Get those son of a bitches out of here. That's what our last president
said. But the narrative that it's disrespectful to the military is still sticking around.
Yeah, it is, but it's wrong. It's not true.
Yeah, it's not right.
But not true.
They've got half the country thinking that.
Right. Oh, yeah, they do. 30% for sure.
Because nobody gets more upset than we say, do you really need the anthem before?
By the way, we were ahead of our time. We were ahead of our time, Todd. You and I said we should have not played that for years.
Military people get upset when we suggest that. Yeah. And it's nothing against the military.
I've been to a ton of games without the national anthem. They're called kids' sporting events.
And can you imagine if you had to sit through that before every soccer game? And
it would take forever.
Some kid's sister's out there just singing it. Everybody gets up out of their little bag chairs.
Right.
Apparently, mommies all over the nation are griping about the word simp that is now flying around with the kids.
You're such a simp. Simpleton? What's it mean, simp?
Urban Dictionary's top definition of a simp is someone who does way too much for a person they like.
Oh, we call it pussy whipped.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Other definitions.
I've made that sound effect to my son once in a while.
Other definitions include
his girlfriend.
That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. I just go, and he laughs.
Other definitions include a guy who is overly desperate.
He's just being a good guy. I'm still going, so maybe I'm the wrong person here.
Thanks, Dad.
So simp is,
other definitions include a guy that's overly desperate for women, especially if she is a bad person or has expressed her disinterest in him, whom he continues to obsess over.
Every guy's been in one of those relationships.
Oh, yeah.
Hardly a relationship.
No, everybody's been pining there. Every guy's pined for somebody to treat him like crap. I have.
You're looking for something to do to get in good graces.
So now mommies are griping that their sons are being called simps.
I call them pussy whipped, but
they're not complaining about that. Because it's used in an insulting manner.
Hey, boys can handle it.
They say it's there's undertones of toxic masculinity since it's related to showing too much emotion.
Yeah, nothing helps.
And
boys
so
getting
mommies
picked
are
on
griping
more than their moms getting involved helping out.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. Mom's calling the school when you're 15.
Moms really are griping about this. That's where the headline came to me in the first place.
Come on.
Mommies are griping about the word simp. Hey,
can't be just a nice boy.
No, he's just, no, whatever.
Well, yeah,
that's not going to help. That's not going to help when mom calls.
Not at all.
Most guys eventually get tired of pandering to a chick.
Yes.
Who doesn't
at any age. Yeah, at any age.
Who doesn't reciprocate.
And by the way, it's a thing everybody has to go through to realize it. And we all went through it. Sometimes it's younger. Sometimes it's more than once.
Could be your whole life.
It can be, yeah.
Yeah. But eventually you get over it.
But every teenage boy is eventually going to run into a girl that he likes more than she ends up liking him, and he's running around circles.
Yeah, and if bullies or somebody are giving him a hard time, they're going to be like, whoa, guys, his mom said lay off.
Yeah, nobody's ever said, oh, cool, his mom said lay off. Let's lay off that. His mom said lay off.
I think she's got a point.
Because moms don't know what it's like to be a teenage boy. This is not all moms are going to be this way, but this is lame. Hey, his mom said we should lay off of him. Right. Okay. We won't bug you. All of us 16-year-old kids are not going to bug you anymore.
I'm surprised her mouth wasn't full long enough to say that.
That's what we would say.
Yeah.
Moms never makes it better.
Stick to writing letters to the Big Ten commissioner.
That works.
Yes, it
That's
does.
That's effective.
Yeah. That got you another losing season, all those letters. Sorry, Nick.
Well, you just pile them up.
Florida
simp,
man.
Of all things, simp. It's so just, it's not even bad. I mean, it's bad sounding. Even when you know what it means, whatever. How about, you know, believe me, guys will give each other crap when they know something's happening with their buds. That's what they do.
Yeah, but there's
And then sometimes they try to help them. Hey, listen, she's treating like crap. Stop this.
If not simp, there would be another term for it.
Right.
Because this is common behavior.
It is. Now, there are guys, I know some people listening, there are guys that treat women really bad, and we know that, especially at all ages, let alone teenagers. But we're talking about this story because this is where it came out. But you're right. Lay off him. His mom got a hold of my mom and said we should be quiet about this.
Yeah. That always helps.
It'll work.
100% of the time, that works.
What's his mom always calls us, say stop picking on him. How's that work out, Craig?
Oh, she keeps calling.
Yeah. Bring a pizza next time you come over.
Sometimes. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.